Great to have you with us here on WPR News. We are turning our attention to the UW women's hockey team. Saw a wonderful editorial in the Wisconsin State Journal. I don't know if our guests saw it, but the other day, maybe it was a day or two ago, and Jackie Crum, our guest, by the way, she is the assistant coach of UW-Madison's women's hockey team, a former player, and she has been with the team for a long time. And I want to talk with her about the team itself. We can maybe review the championship game a little bit, but also talk about what makes this team so successful year in and year out. And I hope you'll join in. Are you a fan? Do you like watching women's hockey? I do. I think it's great fun. And join in with your thoughts and comments as we move along. The number to call, 800-642-1234. You could email to talk@wpr.org. Jackie Crum, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You did not see, or did you see that Wisconsin State Journal?
No, I'll be totally honest. I do not get the newspaper, so I missed it. I mean, obviously, I could subscribe online, but I haven't had time to read everything yet.
You should go back. And part of it says, "Say it loud and proud, Wisconsin dominates women's hockey." Not Minnesota, awesome. Not Ohio State or Penn State, not the Ivy League. Wisconsin is the undisputed number one.
Sounds great to me. Yeah.
It's their main editorial. I think it was yesterday.
Wow.
It just happened. And here we are, March 22nd, the Badger women's hockey team became the nine-time national champion after what a nail-biter. You drove me nuts out there, Jackie. There were times it was so tense, I literally had to just turn away. What's it like as a coach? I mean, a game you're playing for the national championship. What do you feel like as a coach going into that game and during that game?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure every coach is different, but I attribute it's kind of like being a player. I mean, I think every coach has a bit of nerves, excitement. I do think a thing that we have is we've been in the championship game quite a few times. So we have the experience of like the feelings that you get and just the magnitude of the game and the intensity and, the swing of the game, the momentum shifts and what that looks like. And so you kind of know it's coming when you're in these games. And, we've had such close games with Ohio and it's only been decided by one goal in these crazy situations. So, you know, a wild game is coming. And it's just a matter of, trying to keep it collective and, calm as you can for the players on the bench, because they're nervous as well. I mean, a lot of them have been in it before, but you're still nervous.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. You are indeed. What were the highlights for you of that final matchup? I mean, for me, I thought, oh, they're up 2-0. Even then, I was sitting there on the edge of my chair watching.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, highlights, I mean, just because you're up 2-0, I mean, you're never home free in any hockey game, and two-goal lead isn't that much in hockey, and so Ohio has such a talented team that they can score, and they can make a comeback, and that's what they tried to do. So I think a highlight for me is just how well our team stuck together in that situation. And, there was a momentum shift to Ohio, and they kind of were pushing, and we were able to push back. And obviously, I was pretty excited for, somebody like Claire Enright to score the game-winning goal, who's just a tremendous human being and just the epitome of a team player and probably one of our most defensively sound forwards. So to have her have that reward of scoring the game-winning goal is awesome. And to obviously Ava, our goalie, just stood on her head for us and was calm and collective in these intense situations. And so, yeah, that's definitely something that I'll remember.
Yeah, I can believe that. The State Journal talked about the coaching, you as coaches, and in that editorial. And you talked about Mark Johnson, the head coach, and he gets the best out of his players with cool confidence, they were saying. He doesn't have to yell or make a scene from the bench. He wins again and again by teaching his players to play as a team and then giving them freedom to be creative. How accurate would you say? I think it's pretty accurate, but what do you think?
Yeah, I would say that's accurate, 100%. That's definitely how he coaches, how we all coach, you know, what we try and instill in our players. And I don't know if they said it in the article, but our big theme this year was, you know, it's not about you, it's about us. And so what can we do, you know, to make it about us? And every decision that we make is team driven, and it's not individual player driven. It's how can we win as a team? And so that was the big message this year.
It's pretty cool. And the team included four players who won Olympic gold. I was at one of the games at the Le Mans when they weren't there. The most recent one, I think, when they weren't there, they actually lost that game by a goal, but but that was on a Saturday game. But does something like that hurt? You know, when you suddenly you lose. Obviously, these are four of the best players.
Yeah, so we actually lost five.
I know.
The Czech player was gone too. So
right.
we've never experienced this before, because usually there's a, you know, it's a Olympic year and the players go away for the year and then they come back. So it was new territory for not only us, but, you know, all other teams in the league that had international players that played on their Olympic teams. And so, yeah, I mean, obviously it hurts us, but also it was a really cool experience to see all the players that were here step up into roles that maybe they weren't in before and own it and play their best hockey. And I mean, obviously they're cheering for their teammates in the Olympics, but life goes on in Wisconsin here, and we still have a league, you know, a season to finish out, and we want to win the regular season championship, which we did. And it was, you know, kudos to those players for stepping up while they were gone and continuing that on. So we just didn't miss a beat, and it was really cool.
Yeah, and there you had one player who didn't quite make the Olympic team, and she, I think, took on a big role to keep the team together.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming you're talking about Lacey Eden.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no. So obviously, you know, just devastation for her for not making the team. But, you know, it was, you know, from our standpoint, pretty beneficial to have her back here in Wisconsin. And she's just a tremendous player. And so to have her on the ice, and, you know, she was an assistant, and, you know, we made her a captain as well. And she just, you know, helped, you know, bring the team together and basically put the team on her shoulders and had an outstanding February. And I will say we couldn't have done it without her. And then obviously, you know, at the end as well too, just she's such a key player on our team.
I was thinking about Carolyn Harvey, who was the MVP of the Winter Olympics and winner of the Patty Kazmaier Memorial Award. And here she is, she scored, what, 200 goals, career goals, something like that? She's a defender.
Yeah, I think 200 points, maybe
200
not goals.
200 points,
but yeah,
I'm 200 sorry. 200 yeah. points, you're yes, obviously. And she's a defender. What's it like to coach athletes like her?
That's a lot of fun. to be honest, I mean, it's just great. I mean, you have a talented player like that who shows up every day and wants to get better. And She never backs down in practice. I mean, doesn't matter who she's going against, she's competing and trying to get better. And that's, you know, one of the reasons why she's so good. It's just her compete level is so high. And the things that she can do is, I mean, obviously she's naturally talented, but she works at her game. And so it's just, it's great. Yeah.
Another person I was thinking about was Claire Enright, who, after just, I think, a year as a member of the team, she went on to become a three-time national champion and player to score the winning goal against Ohio. How surprised were you? And she had a knee injury that sidelined her after just a year on the team. And how surprised were you that it was her comeback and maybe the one who scored the winning goal in the game?
I don't know if I'm surprised, but I think I was just more completely happy for her. And just, you know, the year that she had that she didn't play because of her knee, and how, I mean, that's horrible as an athlete to sit out and, you know, you're cheering your teammates on from the sidelines and you're rehabbing and you're trying to get back in it. And so she had a heck of a year doing that. And, you know, for her to stay persistent and true and, you know, come back and play. And I think at one point, you know, she didn't think she'd be playing again. So the fact that she can be in a national championship game, have a, you know, contributing role, and then to score the, you know, the go-ahead goal. And I think when she scored, our team was just so excited for her and just couldn't have happened to a better person. And I think once that happened, everyone was like, okay, we got this. We're not going to lose this. And yeah, it's just a really, really cool story.
Yeah. Well, thinking about, you know, here you are basking, I think, in the goal of this latest title, but you're also thinking about what the team's going to look like next season. You know, talk about maybe about who's leaving and how you go about. I mean, you're not just now thinking, oh, we're losing these people. We better go get some more. That's a kind of an ongoing process, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, with any Division I coach, I mean, there's turnover every year, so you're constantly recruiting. It's a job that never ends, to be honest. And, you know, we were, all of us were on the road about 3 days later after the national championship recruiting. I mean, we didn't really have much time to, I guess you could say, celebrate, because life goes on and you have to keep recruiting and you know, try and fill the voids of all these great players that have left.
Is there any NIL concerns when it comes to women's hockey?
Maybe more specific concerns.
Does it get involved with women's hockey? Let me put it that way.
No, it's just touching the surface, but we're not really there yet.
Yeah, it's interesting. For somebody who hasn't been to the Laban Arena, where you guys play, I think it's like the second arena that was built specifically for a women's hockey team.
I don't know.
I think Minnesota had the first one.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know the actual fact check on that one, but I would say you're pretty close to that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
What do you think about the Laban Arena? I mean, as a fan, it is a blast to go there.
Yeah, well, if I'm being honest, I've never been a fan there because I've always been on the bench coaching. So I don't know what it's like as a fan, but I can only imagine. My kids love it. I think if I'm a fan, it's a pretty family friendly environment and a lot of red and white. And we've said it time and time again, we just have the best fans in the country and they show up all the time. And yeah, it's a great place to play.
Yeah. I was with the gals that were right behind us. This last match, where I'm sure former players, and we got we got at the end of the match, Dan Devers turned around and said, "Thank you for giving us this good play-by-play through the whole game." They're pretty well, at least in where I've sat, they were pretty knowledgeable fans as well.
They're invested in that. That's awesome. Definitely.
You know, I think last year I was going to say, we can't go on meeting like this, but I think we should, because last year about this time you were on with me, and I hope we, I hope there's a chance to have that, have the same thing happen again next year. it won't be me because I'm retiring, but I'm hoping whoever the new person is who takes takes this job gets you back next year. And I think last year we had you on with the with Joe Cranston.
Yes,
Joe is the head coach at UW River Falls, the Falcons, and they won their third national championship in a row. They won this year, and it's the third one in a row. How is it? I mean, and I'm just wondering, the players, well, there's a couple things going on here. One is the coaching. And I'm kind of comparing the coaching of UW River Falls with the coaches of UW Madison. Joe Cranston has been, he's the only, first and only coach of the UW River Falls. He's been doing it 26 years. Amanda Ryan has been there at least 10 years. Assistant coach Jim Walsh has been there 18 years. And you have a similar kind of thing going on with, you know, talk about your the coaches and their length and so forth.
Yeah, we're pretty similar. I mean, I've 16 or 17 years I've been here, and same with Dan. About total for him, I think, is about maybe 18. I'm not entirely sure, but yeah, I think there's something to be said with consistency of coaching staffs, and obviously Joe has it going at River Falls, and I'm sure, you know, the longer you stay together as a coaching staff, the better you know one another and can feed off of one another. And, you know, obviously we all have strengths, we all have weaknesses. And I think part of a good coaching staff is, you know, being able to bring people in that have different strengths and, you know, can use their strengths, you know, whether, you know, I have a strength that coach doesn't have or Dan, but we're all utilizing what we're good at, and we know that. And so that's pretty awesome. And I'm sure Joe is doing the same if he's had staff around that long.
Yeah, I think from a, and on the head coach side, you want to, I mean, let your assistant coaches do what they do and do what they do best.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And I mean, Coach Mark is just great, and he's not a micromanager, and we're, you know, we all do our jobs, and he knows at the end of the day, we're going to get our job done, and we want to do it well. And we all enjoy working together. That's why we've been together so long. I mean, every morning I wake up and I'm excited to go into the office and see Mark and Dan and our support staff and work with the players. And really, that's what it's all about.
The coffee shop I stop at in the mornings on occasion, the guy behind the counter is good friends with many of the women who play, and he's just struck by how nice they are and how excited he is to be kind of friends with them. And I mean, even away from the coffee shop, he still runs around with them a bit. And and that whole kind of team atmosphere is so good, yeah. I think. I mean, for your team and how that gets built. How does it get built?
Oh, it doesn't get built overnight, that's for sure. I mean, it's hard. I mean, in today's society, and just putting others before yourself is not, you know, the natural thing to do in today's day and age. So You know, obviously there's highs and lows of every season, and you know, it takes time to come together as a team and know one another, and some of these trials and things that, you know, our team will go through throughout the season, you know, can either strengthen you or pull each other apart. And so we try and use it to strengthen one another. And so, you know, every team is different. Every year is a different year, different challenges. Like this year that we had the Olympic year, and that was a new challenge for us as a coaching staff and the players as well. And so how are you going to handle it? What are you going to do? Things that come up that you don't anticipate, how can you think on the fly? And so it's, yeah, it's, you know, and it's part of the culture that we have here. It's a team first mentality. And players know that when they're coming in, you know, to be a Badger.
Yeah, you really sense that. And in a year like this, or in a year leading up to it, I think the temptation would be among the best players to say, well, I'm going to do a little extra on my own here and make an impression. But I think the team approach is, that's the winning formula.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, we celebrate individual success. I mean,
of
obviously, KK had an outstanding year. And, you know, the year before, Casey O'Brien winning the Patty Cass. So winning that back to back is just so like unbelievable, really, and just so cool. And so, you know, we want our players to succeed and succeed at the next level in the Olympics and PWHL. And, but I think the most important is just, you know, the players we're recruiting are really good human beings.
Yeah.
And, when they, you know, when they leave here, they've matured, they've grown, and we just want them to be successful, in whatever they do, whether that's hockey or nursing or whatever, but they leave as, you know, good people.
And the other State Journal piece was, our note was that forward Lacey Eden on Monday celebrating rollerblading off the pier at the Memorial Union headfirst into Lake Mendota.
Well, she was wearing a helmet, so that's good.
with her teammates lined along the way.
Yeah, they're cheering her on. It's just something she likes to do, so good for her. I would never do that, but she's a lot younger than me.
Well, I tell you what, you've done a marvelous job, and the team obviously is absolutely wonderful. I hope that who's ever in my spot next year, you know what, win or lose the national championship, I hope they sit down with you, because it's always fun to talk with you, Jackie. Thank you so much for being with us.
You bet. Thanks for
having
me.
Appreciate it very much. Jackie Grum is the assistant coach of the UW-Madison women's hockey team, former player and a good one, and a really good coach too. And it was fun to have her with us. Well, we're going to turn our attention to jury duty. I always wanted to be on a jury, and I never have had the chance. I've never gotten called. Other people apparently aren't as excited about serving. We're going to talk about the ins and outs of jury duty next with the Dunn County Circuit Court clerk next, Katie Shelley. I'm Larry Mueller.